The Time-Traveling Cat and the Roman Eagle by Julia Jarman. Read by David Collins. Chapter 1. Topher felt angry as he stood outside the terraced house in Linton Road. A squall of cold air shook the for sale sign. It was early September, but the sycamore trees were losing their yellow leaves. It's not fair, he thought. I've only just got used to thinking of this house as home. He and his dad had lived in Cambridge for less than a year. They'd lived in London before that. Then he and his dad, and Carr, of course, had moved in with Molly. Now they were on the move again, worse luck, going south this time. Molly was Topher's stepmother now, Carr, his very special cat. She was waiting for him, thank goodness. He could see her inside, looking out of the window, watching the leaves fall from the trees. No, he couldn't help smiling. She was watching him. Her mouth opened in a soundless meow. Open the door, Topher. Come inside. That's what she was saying. He took his key from his pocket and let himself into the hall. First she rubbed against his legs in welcome. Then she leaped up the stairs to gaze at him adoringly. The railings framed her beautiful face. What a face! What a cat! Her honey-coloured fur was flecked with black and white. Her eyes changed with the changing light. Now her shiny black pupils were rimmed with amber. On her forehead, the key-like Ankh, the Egyptian sign of life, was shiny black too. He stroked her throat and felt her purrs. Topher, don't worry.